Message number 564. 2 billion souls who will refuse my hand of mercy. Thursday, September 27, 2012 at 09:00 a.m. My dearly beloved daughter, the mission to salvage those 2 billion souls who will refuse my hand of mercy must form part of daily prayer for all those who call themselves a crusader of God. So many miracles will result in much of humanity being given the gift of salvation and entry into the new paradise. The ache in my sacred heart is painful because of these lost souls. This is why my disciples must pray hard so that they can all be united as one family in the new era, for if my family is disjointed, it will bring me terrible agony. I call on you all to save those souls who will stubbornly reject the acceptance of God by reciting this crusade prayer, 79, for 2 billion lost souls. O dear Jesus, I beg you to pour your mercy over the lost souls. Forgive them their rejection of you and use my prayer and suffering so you can through your mercy pour over them the graces they need to sanctify their souls. I ask you for the gift of clemency for their souls. I ask you to open their hearts so they will go to you and ask you to fill them with the Holy Spirit, so they can accept the truth of your love and live with you and all of God's family forever. Amen. It is difficult for many people to accept God's mercy. This is because of the power which Satan holds over them. Only they do not know this in many cases. In some cases, however, they are in no doubt about the existence of God, yet they choose Satan in the full knowledge that God exists and that he created them. They turn their backs on God's kingdom. The kingdom they choose is the one promised to them by Satan. They believe that this kingdom at the end of time offers great wealth, great wonders, and that it will be a world which glitters, except that it does not. All they will find will be a great lake of fire where they will suffer by the hand of the evil one. He will torment them for eternity, and they will suffer every second of this pain, for it can never end. Now you know why I suffer such agony, for the very thought of the suffering which lies ahead for such souls is too much to bear. Only your prayers, my followers, and my mercy can offer them any hope. Help me to save them. Your Jesus.